The beginning of a turnaround in Battle Creek. To aid in the crisis situation at Battle Creek, Little John had been asked in January to take charge of District No. 3. The Battle Creek Church, with its 497 members, the Review and Herald, April 17, 1883, comprised the largest part of the district. With a strong base of support in the majority of the church officers and members, Little John began to get positive materials into the Review. The issue of May 8 carried the first of a series of three rather scholarly articles on Seventh-day Adventists and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Ellen was aware, of course, of the warfare against her work and was particularly alert to the deplorable conditions existing in the Battle Creek Church. Of these she wrote, "Many are in reality fighting his, Satan's, battles while they profess to serve under the banner of Christ. These traitors in the camp may not be suspected, but they are doing their work to create unbelief, discord, and strife. Such are the most dangerous of foes. While they insinuate themselves into our favor and gain our confidence and sympathy, they are busy suggesting doubts and creating suspicion. They work in the same manner as did Satan in heaven when he deceived the angels by his artful representations." As summer came and her book work was going well, she fixed her eyes on the dates for the Eastern Camp meetings to start August 22 at Worcester, Massachusetts. Finally, her communication to the president of the General Conference led him to feel he could count on her help. He notified the readers of the August 7 Review and Herald that Sister E.G. White may be able to attend the New England meeting, if her health is sufficient to endure the long journey from California. With Sarah McIntyre as a traveling companion, Ellen White left California by train for Battle Creek. Arriving Friday, August 17, she went to the home of Edson and Emma for the night and then to the sanitarium. Almost immediately she was involved in meetings. She did not sleep well Friday night, but on Sabbath morning she spoke in the tabernacle. Sunday was a full day. In the morning she spoke to the workers in the Review and Herald office. In the afternoon at 4 o'clock she spoke to a crowd of about 400 in the public square. Her subject was temperance. On Sunday evening she spoke to the patients at the sanitarium. On Monday evening, August 20, she spoke to the employees of the Review and Herald. Uriah Smith, whose attitude toward her had been noticeably cool, had planned to attend the camp meetings in New England, but at the last minute he felt he must remain in Battle Creek and attend to some important writing. Now, having sounded an earnest but kind warning that she hoped would help to stabilize those who might have been wavering, she pressed on to Massachusetts. Though meeting a busy schedule of camp meetings in Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, New York, Nebraska, Michigan, and Indiana, Ellen followed with interest what was happening in Battle Creek.